Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website at 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Get out of here, Tony Gill. You don't even work here anymore. It's noon on Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
I want to make sure you're not going to be my pitching coach this show.
Dancing with the Stars runner-up, David Ross.
Tonight, we'll see if former catcher David Ross is, if you pardon the expression, on the ball when he quick steps with Lindsay Arnold.
David Ross, Tuesdays at noon with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Look at that. The production staff even surprising me, giving Rossi the full treatment. He gets his own open on the show, which is great. Cubs manager joins me on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to check out in Melrose Park or alpamonteford.com. David Ross, the manager of the Chicago Cubs and author of the book Teammate, now joins me here on The Score. Rossi, how are you doing, sir?
Good, Lawrence. How are you? That was quite an introduction. I mean, I think they can leave out some of the Dancing with the Stars stuff. Like we're past all that, but it was good. Things are good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. Your team is really, really getting it done over the first 10 games. You guys are on a roll. What's been the key to this role that you're on?
I mean, I think the key is having good players. I mean, that's what it boils down to for me. These guys have been focused since day one of kind of the mini camp or spring training 2.0, whatever you want to call it, summer camp. These guys have put in a lot of work, and they continue to grow. They continue to play for one another. I mean, it's a tight-knit group, bring a lot of energy on a daily basis. Guys are improving already in this short, couple games that we've already had, and it's a good group to be around. It's fun to come to work every day, and I've got good human beings on the team, and they're good players. So I mean, that's the most important thing.
I didn't even really ask you about this last week, and I'm sad that I didn't. That's a faux pas on my part. But for you to be able to actually manage games now, and to now have 10 games under your belt that you've managed, what's been the most interesting observation that you've made, the difference between being in the game and managing a game?
I think the main thing when you're the difference between a player and a coach or manager is, you know, when you win or lose, you go home, you kind of assess how you did and you turn the page to the next day. I think in this seat, you worry about guys that, you know, even after a good start that we're off to, you worry about the guys that you know, maybe struggling a little bit. You worry about guys that are, you know, maybe want a little more playing time. You worry about guys that are you know, trying to stretch guys out and keep them healthy. Just a lot of extra things you worry about. It's not really you enjoy the win for a minute, but there's a lot that you just, you know, worry about because you want everybody to be happy and healthy and play well. And you know, I think that's the biggest change or difference that I've seen.
Your starting rotation has been really good. You've gone around it twice, and there's been a lot of good performances in there. Why are they locked in?
Because they're good. You know, they put in the work. I don't think there's no secret formula that you would say this is why they're locked in. They've put in a lot of great work. They've trusted in our coaching staff of putting in the work for the scouting report. We've gotten great game calling by our catchers and they've been bought in and really working hard back behind the dish. I think it's just a total team effort between the battery group, and you know, it's just a credit to their hard work, to be honest.
I want to talk about last night's start with Alec Mills, because I watched it last night, but I was kind of in between three different things watching stuff, so I went back and watched it again this morning. The weak contact that he was producing, I thought, was incredible. I'd love to know whether you're catching or hitting, when you have a guy that is able to throw 90 on with his fastball and then drop a 66-mile-per-hour curveball on you, what does that do to a hitter?
Yeah, it keeps him off balance, Lawrence. I mean, you saw the, like you said, the weak contact, not a lot of great swings. He makes that 90 play up because of how he slows you down. He slows down your rhythm. He slows down your timing, and then he pops that located fastball that's got good movement on it. He's able to pitch to the hitter's weaknesses, and then he'll go to his strengths when he needs to. He does a real good job of knowing who he is. A great self-aware pitcher of what he does well, and is able to go out and put that into play in a game plan and execute it.
It was really fun to watch him continue to succeed. It wasn't the only fun thing, though. David Bodie's defense yesterday, he made some plays when you guys were shifted over. He made some plays when he was just in his regular spot. The versatility that your group has, where you can move Chris Bryant or David Bodie or other players around the diamond, how much flexibility does that give you when you're filling out the lineup card?
Yeah, it gives you a lot. I mean, you want to put guys in a situation to succeed. David last night played phenomenal defense. I mean, I don't know where the game would have went without those great plays that he made. It's really defeating when you're on the offensive side and the defense keeps making great plays after you either, you know, hit a ball hard or, you know, have a nice bunt. When you're making plays like that, it's just you really feel defeated on the other side. So that's a great night for David. He worked on that, was working on that stuff with Andy Green, our infield guy, and my bench coach before the game, knowing there might be some opportunities there for slow rollers. And our defense overall just played well last night. We've been playing good defense. We saw the play by Riz the other night that was really a game saver, I thought. And then the pop-ups last night that our infielders and outfielders had to deal with, that wind was real. It was howling out there, and that's just a tough ballpark, and the way that wind was blowing in and kind of would change from side to side last night was difficult to manage, and those guys did a great job. All in all, great defensive night.
It must be great to have a guy like Jason Hayward that can, even from right field, can kind of take control on, because he's seen so many balls in the read that he gets. And you're right, that one that he caught where it looked like the ball kind of went sideways on him because he takes great routes to the ball, to have someone like that in your outfield has got to be a real advantage.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, his hardware speaks for itself. This guy is a leader out there. He helps position and communicate with the other outfielders. He's been out there so long, and he goes back on the ball as good as anybody in the game, in my opinion. So it allows him to play shallow if we want him to. He understands game calling and pitch sequencing, which allows him to move as he sees the hitter swings. I mean, this guy's a really good outfielder. That ball that you're talking about really started in center to left center and blew all the way back over to Jason in the right center field gap that he ran down. And we actually had him playing a little bit towards the line. So really an all-in-all great catch for Jason that, you know, I think didn't look as tough as it actually was with that ball and the funky spin it had on it coming back to him.
I want to go back to the Pirates series real quick, and we're talking defense with Cubs manager David Ross. I've been saying this for the last couple years, and no one will give me a what I think is a sufficient answer. Why in the world do people still run on Kyle Schwarber? Because he has proven that he will throw your ass out if he gets an opportunity to.
Yeah. You know, I think that situation was, you know, game on the line and them trying to score and you know, that extra inning thing. I think Kyle's that sneaky great thrower. I think, you know, his background as a catcher, he's very accurate. He's got a nice, quick, short release and a strong arm. So it just when you hear the narrative around him and maybe his defensive metrics don't line up, so that's the stuff that the opposing coach and staff looks at. But he can really throw. He's very accurate, and he's got that kind of football competitive mentality that plays well out there in those moments. He focuses really well and is able to concentrate and field the ball cleanly and get rid of it accurately in a quick time that makes him really dangerous out there when he gets that ball.
What's it like managing with the automatic runner on second?
You know what? I wasn't a big fan to thinking about it in theory, but, you know, the other night it was fun. You know, maybe winning helps that a little bit, but it definitely it definitely puts a emphasis on the fundamentals and now and executing pitches and the pitchers are coming out of the bullpen right away or in with traffic on bases. And it feels like the game is going to end a lot sooner than a normal extra inning where you're just kind of waiting for somebody to pop a home run. And it gets to kind of be everybody swinging for the fences and want to hit a walk off. I think it really emphasizes the smaller detailed fundamental part of the game, which I enjoy. And it actually showed some areas that we can continue to grow as an offense.
Yeah, and I enjoy watching you guys on defense too. And I feel like it puts pressure on even the team with the runner on. And we saw a couple of errors by the Pirates because of aggression. Like, you want to get that run home. And it felt like some of the fundamental stuff went out the window where there's a ball hit to the left side. And the runner takes off, and it's like, wait a minute, like, that's Javi Baez out there. You're going to get thrown out at third.
Yeah, I mean, we're all learning kind of on the fly with this new rule. Some of the guys may have played with it in the minor leagues, but a lot of the guys haven't ever played with it. And so you're trying to harness that aggression and that energy that adrenaline that it creates. All of a sudden the game's on the line, minute, second, nobody out. We got to play good, clean defense. We've got to execute pitches. And then on offense, you've got to move the runner over and get him in with less than two outs. And, you know, they might walk a guy. There's a lot of strategy involved, and it all of a sudden it gets really intense very fast. So, yeah, it was exciting first time through.
Speaking of Javi, this is a weird thing to ask you, but have you ever seen anyone who is as good at tagging as he is?
No, not even close. I mean, he lets the ball travel in a way that is just so unique. He has this awareness of where the ball is going and the ball flight where he doesn't have to go out and catch it in front of his eyes. He can let the ball really get deep on him, and his eye-hand coordination is just some of the best I've ever seen. And the way he's able to trust himself and understand that he can let that ball travel a little bit and still stay in there. A lot of infielders, that guy, you know, a guy sliding, a lot of those guys get a little timid in there and letting that ball travel. There's a lot of traffic going on with the slide and the tag, and Javi just stays right in there. It's so rewarding as a catcher, speaking from experience with him, just to turn the ball loose, get it down there, as you saw Willie last night, just get that ball down there and let that so-called magician do his thing.
No, he's incredible. There's no doubt about that. With everything that's happening with the Cardinals now, do you guys have any indication of whether or not your series with them is going to get played?
Not yet. I think we're anticipating playing those guys, but we'll you know, Major League Baseball is on top of that stuff and facilitating that regularly. They'll communicate with us whether we're going to play them or not, and tell them, you know, and tell us why they expect us that it's safe to go there. But right now, we're still focused on Kansas City. We've got three games left with them that we really need to take care of business tonight, and then we'll deal with St. Louis when we get there.
One more thing, Rossi. Does it feel like baseball yet? Like, this has been such a weird transition to get from where we were in January and February to where we are now. But does, when the games are happening, does it feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, we miss fans. I mean, that's 100% fact. I mean, we miss people in the stands. We play for that energy that they bring. But no, it's a joy to come to work every day. From my perspective, our guys are fun to be around, and they're working hard and bringing great energy, as I've said. And you know, it's fun when in an environment where we don't get a whole lot of outside interaction, and we try to stay in this so-called little bubble that we've created. You know, it's fun to get back to work. That's a safe environment that we feel at the field. And you know, the guys have done a good job of trusting one another and having each other's back in this whole thing and being accountable to one another, that it's paying off. You can see it. And it's really fun to come and compete with this group. And we've got a good team. And, you know, we hope it doesn't end. It's fun to be out there and play baseball. I hope the people watching our games feel the same way.
I would imagine they would with the start that you guys are off to. Congratulations on that start. I know it doesn't mean a lot until it's all over, but this has been a lot of fun already. Thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, Lawrence, have a great week. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.